Yo, the Unrecord podcast, back for another episode. This is, we've lost count, I think, of how what it is by this point, but just me and Luke this week. I asked people, I think maybe end of last week, what conspiracy theories you have. I was planning to do that at a later point, but yeah, we're just thinking, having recent kind of conversations I've been having with people. And yeah, things I've been listening to be quite interesting to talk on today, as well as things we feel should be left in 2020, just because they're outdated. The thing I wanted to talk about today, someone replied to it, and I've also been having conversations as well as listening to a few talks. It's just about kind of, I wouldn't say like religion is a conspiracy theory, but I think a lot of people are questioning a lot of story, in that religious scripture that might have been told, stories that have been I think I talked to my boy last night about it, and he was kind of saying like he doesn't know if he really believes in if there is heaven or hell or anything like that after death. I don't know what your opinion on that is at all, just to start.
What my opinion on like afterlife or like
Do you think it's all like in terms of like if I was to say it's a conspiracy, more so like someone said to me, all the stories told, they're basically just myths, like, you know, like Greek mythology and things like that. Abrahamic religions, which is Christianity, Islam, they're just basically to kind of control. So I guess a lot of people think religion is purely just kind of a way to control people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think to some extent, I feel like, to be fair, I'll say off the bat, I think like a lot of people even really want something to believe in, if that makes sense. So like obviously you don't want to believe once you die, that's your end of your life. You're finished there. So I think that's what draws more people to it, that they think there's something out there, because something that's intangible just means you're never going to die. People believe, I think it's like Buddhists believe that you're going to like be reincarnated. Obviously, Christians believe in heaven and hell. Some of them do believe in like reincarnation and stuff like that. I don't know. I think I probably do agree. Like the way I see religion is that you take bits that you want. That makes sense. But that's how I do it anyways. Obviously, some people read the Bible for like scripture to scripture. Obviously, there's the Old Testament and New Testament. If I'm only going to talk about Christianity, because that's all I actually really know about. So you have like the Old Testament and you have the New Testament that have like essentially conflicting views on quite a lot of things. So I think it's generally as you take it. So that's why I get people think religion is like anecdotal, because obviously, essentially, I can tell you a story, but it's simple as like, you know, when you used to do, I don't even know what the word is. I'm pretty sure that I can't call it. Like, you know that whisper thing where you used to whisper in people's ears?
Oh, Chinese whisper?
I'm not going to say what it is. Yeah, but I thought that I saw it. I've never seen something that was like racist. Obviously, but that, like, I think people call it, like, I heard a rumor, whatever it is, like, now.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, obviously, tricked people's ear. But you saw how quick, like, whatever someone said at the beginning got distorted to the end. I think that's generally, like, how religion can happen, like, how I might see it. But how you might tell me it isn't how I'm then going to relate it to someone else.
Yeah.
And just due to that, it'll change. And then, again, like I said, with the Bible, obviously, like, I hear loads of people say, actually, like, man wrote the Bible to suit themselves. Like, essentially, like, someone might have told you this story, and then now you've changed it, or like altered it in like a small way, but that small tweet has essentially changed the whole completely different meaning. So I guess that's why people would probably see that as like sort of made up and like all storytelling, just because obviously the mere nature of storytelling is
because obviously I know people that are very much like they believe every story kind of thing, and they believe it happened. And also know people that are religious, but they also understand kind of where we're coming from, I guess, in the sense where a lot of it possibly didn't actually happen, but maybe, or as you said, it might have been an adaptation of something that did happen. So like a lot of it, I think, with religion is explaining for especially back when, I guess, these things explain things that science can now explain. So I guess possibly maybe it started off being like this was the way they've described it then, and it's kind of, as you said, it's been, I've heard rumor type thing, and it's just kept getting to the point where it's almost like something that's basically to us today, it's like that couldn't have happened, but to them, that's like how they it must, that's how it must have happened, like, kind of thing. Like, say,
and I think to be fair, even to add on to that, and to some extent, I don't think they even half the time believed all of the stories. That's how you essentially get miracles, isn't it? Like, oh, that would never happen in real life, but we can't explain it, so we'll call it a miracle. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think certain things, to the extent when the Bible was sort of created, wasn't even believable to people then. But then it also confuses me, because obviously you have like BC, like the time in, like 500 BC, which is obviously meant to be before Christ. Essentially, like, they essentially had all different gods as well. So, I don't know. I do believe, again, essentially, religion, I don't think that's even a conspiracy theory. I think, religion, to some extent, can be used to control people. That's just obvious. I think, you can just see that, if the Bible tells you, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't do any of this stuff, and then you completely just follow the Bible to that extent, then obviously, essentially, that is controlling an aspect of your life. And you can essentially go to somewhere like, I suppose, like Catholics essentially believe, like, the Pope, like, essentially is doing the work of God. If he essentially does something, then certain people in, like, the Catholic religion will be like, oh, cool, no, that's acceptable. So, essentially, it can be used to control, because essentially, if the Pope said, oh, yeah, all gay people should be burned at the stake, some Catholics probably believe that. I did see somewhere that he did, like, come out for, like, gay rights, and then I did see that, like, diehard Catholics sort of, like, opposing them, which did confuse me, essentially, because if, like, you follow a religion to the T, you're not meant to go against the Pope at all. So, I think there's definitely a massive control nature around religion.
I think that's your point, though, like, kind of where you said people used it, and people changed, like, maybe if they changed, like, a small part of the story, it kind of then changed the whole meaning. I think a lot of the time, as you said, people follow it to suit them, which in one sense is a good thing, because it can be like, say, you could read maybe one part and relate that to your life and try and make it better, but at the same time, you could also read something and then decide you're going to make that, especially if you're a religious preacher, and a lot of people, you, I guess, say you're a priest in church and you decide to tell people this, then it can potentially be very dangerous. And I think that's maybe where they were coming from in terms of it's a conspiracy theory, like maybe it's a conspiracy to control people, possibly. I don't know exactly. That's something where it's coming from.
I might have been me listening to someone like with conspiracy theory saying like sort of religion generally started because of obviously like there was just that was like the only way to sort of control people, because obviously saying essentially like even if you look back and like when I did like A-level history, we were doing like Queen Elizabeth and stuff, like the first that was like 500 years ago. Essentially, like, their way to stay in power was to say, oh, God's given me this power, that's why I'm essentially your queen. But essentially, like, we all know, like, if you look back in history, they probably didn't even know that at the time. Like, what was it, Henry VII, whoever, like, the Roses v. like, White Roses, Red Roses, whatever that war was, essentially was the war to whoever to get power. Like, that wasn't God saying, like, I signed it to you, do you know what I mean? So I think to some extent there's control power to it. But I do generally think it kind of depends on the actual religion you follow. Because, I think I said it to you before, I don't think, like, in my experience, saying, like, Christians are as devout as, say, someone like Muslims or, like, Jewish people. I feel like Christianity is a bit more, I'd say it's more diluted, I don't know if that's the right word at the moment. Like, I think we essentially, I don't know about you, but I essentially was, like, raised Christian, like, went to Church of England primary school. However, I don't follow it as strictly. I don't really know. I can't give you a load of Bible verses. I probably could say, like, one, but I wouldn't, if you asked me where it was in the Bible, but, like, I don't know.
I hear that.
However, I think religions, I suppose, to some extent, religions do control things. Like, there's, like you have, like, Muslims that follow, like, different laws, which are sort of set out by religion. So I suppose you could. I don't know. I don't know if you can then class that as conspiracy theory, because I suppose there's some truths behind that. I think anyone could sort of just agree that to some extent religion does control things.
I guess what I wanted to go back to you quickly was do you believe in like heaven and hell and like, how you live your life, I guess, and how do you get what you, do you believe in that, what's your version of that?
I don't really know what I I believe in, to be fair, in that sense. To be fair, like, I suppose I feel like, I don't know. I think it's different on different days, if that makes sense. Like, some days I'll be like, oh, I believe in it. I don't know if I believe you're going to hell, but I don't think anyone's growing to hell.
What if you, like, what if
because I feel like I believe that someone's going to kill them.
What then?
Yeah.
Do you...
I do, but then I think the whole hell just, sounds a bit mad to me.
I think, yeah.
Like, you're essentially meant to be burning for the rest of your life.
Like, nah, someone said, like, it's what I believe anyway. On a Clubhouse room, I think maybe a few weeks ago, they were saying, like, I think they're from, I can't remember which country it's that they're from, but actually what they were told is that hell is a state of mind. Heaven and hell is a state of mind. So say, for example, if you live your life as a bad person, and not really at peace, and then say, for example, when you die, your mind's not at peace kind of thing, so you're forever in this, like, not at peace, and if you're angry in it or something, you're not at peace, are you? You're not happy. So I guess heaven, maybe when you die, is like a state of mind where you're happy, and then you're forever at peace, kind of thing. And if you live your life as a bad person, maybe you go to, I mean, you go to, I don't know who judges that. I don't know if they're judge, but
I think, to be fair, in most respect, I agree with you there. I don't think, like you said, when I might have hell wouldn't actually generally be like, oh, I might joke about it. I don't think, like, most people are going to go to hell. Like, if you're a serial killer, then I probably think, like you said, you're probably just not going to be, like, restful in, like, your afterlife and stuff. I think I just agree with a bit of everything, like, you hear. Like, I do believe there's, like, well, I hope, I suppose. I think it's more like me hoping. I don't know whether it's believing or not. I'm just hoping. Just because even this, like, earlier this morning, I saw, like, something on YouTube with, like, a, what do you call him? Like, I think it's a psychic. Yeah, it's a psychic, isn't it? That speaks to, like, I don't know if there's another term for it, but, like, essentially, they speak to, like, dead people. They just see dead people. I'm pretty sure they're dead. And I think, like, for me, that's, sometimes I do think, oh, like, you're definitely faking it. But then I also think, like, if I was sat in the audience and you started putting out, like, facts about people that I knew, I'd be a bit like, okay, that's, like, that's a bit, I don't understand how people do that. So I do generally believe that. I think you probably can. I do probably think, like, I probably do believe in souls and stuff like that, I suppose. I think my idea of heaven is more like what you want it to be, essentially. I think, essentially, if you get to heaven, it's like what you want to be. So if, like, you believe you'll be reincarnated in another way, then I think that would be, like, what happened to you. I suppose if you believe, like, oh, essentially, once you get to heaven, like, that's just where you stay. It's just, you'll see all your old family, your friends and stuff like that, and you'll just be there for the rest of your life. I think, generally, my idea of heaven is, I don't believe anyone's idea of, like, what happens after death is wrong. Yes. I think it's just generally, like, your heaven would be what it is, really, or wherever you believe.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that. I think it's definitely, like, a state of mind, and, like, yeah, what you want it to be. But I don't know if it's like that. My friend made an interesting point, though. Like, it's hard to know, because who's the judge of who's going and who's not going? Do you get what I'm saying? Say, for example, if, like, you're...
Yeah.
A serial killer, and what you're doing is completely fine, and you are at peace with yourself. Do you then, when you die, go to heaven? Because you're at peace with yourself, and you think what you've done is right in life. Do you get what I'm saying? So who's the overall judge of, like, who is actually a good person, or who's deserving to be at peace? Do you get what I'm saying? Or is it just yourself? And in that case, if it is just yourself, then
I think they always say it's, like, down to God, isn't it? Then, like, there's also, I suppose, there's a theory where, like, there's people that are, like, the lost souls that go into limbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard that? Like, they're not in heaven, but they're not in hell.
What's it, purgatory?
Which is for me, it's like...
That's where, purgatory, like,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think, yeah. That's what, like, limbo, purgatory, like, the same thing, isn't it? Like, and that was, I suppose, kind of the one... I don't know if I really believe in that, because I think if you're going to believe in heaven and hell, you can't really believe that, then you're either lost. Do you know what I mean? Like, surely if you believe in that, then you believe there's a set route that you... Do you know what I mean? Like, there should be no one in that sort of limbo.
Right.
You've done that wrong, that... Damn you. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I think just human nature... And that's why I say sometimes... I suppose I do see myself as religious. I kind of believe in God. But I don't follow the Bible to the strictest, because I generally believe... Like I said, it's conflicting. But also, I don't think... Essentially, if we're humans, we've been given free will, that... certain life choices. I suppose we've all committed sins. That doesn't essentially damn you straight to hell. Because I think if you can't give me free, you can't give me free like freedom of choice and stuff, and not expect me 100%. To make mistakes. So yeah, in that respect, yeah, I don't know if I think religion is a conspiracy theory or like heaven and hell. Because essentially, like for me, conspiracy theory, like at some point probably could be proved. I don't think that can be proved until like you die. You have people that say they come back from like death. And they say they saw the light. Like I remember seeing like this queer girl. Like you remember like the Twin Towers and stuff. And there was like I don't know if you've seen it, but there was like a fireman that said like I can't remember how long he was trapped there. Like maybe a week or something. He was like, oh yeah, at some point I thought I saw the light, and then like got back, and then like that's just like the exact time he got found. So I don't know whether like he was hallucinating or whatever. Like obviously being under there so long, they probably not have water. Like at some point,
you see what?
A lot of people that like have like died on operating theatres and like, oh yeah, I just don't remember anything. It was like I died, didn't even know I died. Do you know what I mean? Like
I think to do with like the way people were saying
I don't know.
Yeah, with like oh, I saw the light kind of thing. I think maybe is that because we're conditioned to think that's what you see? Do you think like say people may like when they're like really you know like people say I see my life flashing. Is that because we're just like it's a natural human reaction? Maybe just that's what you like. Does it actually mean you're going to heaven? Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of the only point.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But I don't know. Because then obviously science would tell you that conspiracy theory about like your life flashing before your eyes and seeing like the light could be true. Because obviously they say like after you die, your brain has like 7 minutes where it like still outlives. Like, survives, doesn't it? Like you die, but like essentially still not fully dead. So like I suppose if that's happening, like your brain could just be like flicking in your head.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I suppose that would only I don't think you can see your surely I don't really know how that works. Because I suppose you can be brought back to life, but obviously you wouldn't see surely if you saw your whole life flash before your eyes that like there's no coming back from that. Like there's a period before your brain starves oxygen before you just like you're completely brain dead, do you know what I mean? So I don't know, but I think that's why I say I think that's all, like, including with religion, it's down to what you believe. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's for comfort, isn't it? Like, if you, I suppose, like, it's comforting to believe in heaven because you think, like I said, like, this is not the end. Life like, although I might be dead in this world, there's something still waiting for me. Because imagine to think for the rest of your life. Like, sometimes I'm not even, like, I didn't even think about it now, but when I was younger, I was like, oh, well, you're dead.
Yeah,
dead
eternity, like, eternity ever, kind of thing, yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
there's no time period of that.
It's
just
there.
I think it's probably more comfortable.
So strongly to faith as well because, is as you said, like, it's eternal and it's like it's nobody knows. Not like no, that's the one answer in life. No one can tell you, and that's why I think people.
Yeah.
I think you fear it so much because, and as well, like, life is so fragile. Like, you hear of so many accidents or so many madnesses going on in life that it's. And so fragile at the same time, and it's I think people hang on to that because, including myself, probably at some point. So I think we all do because you're like, I really don't want this to be it. And if I can't see this person ever again in my life, that's just mad, or whatever it may be. That's why people do hold on to it so tightly. But it's something you can probably talk about for hours, to be honest. Well, we were going to talk about things to leave in 2020. We were saying before this, so like it's kind of hard to think of that, to be honest, right now, because it doesn't feel like we've gone into a new year. It just feels like we've just carried on. Yeah.
It's just a good thing. It just feels like it's not anything much, you know what I mean? Like what? How? I don't even know what day. 24th? Like, we're 24 days into this year.
I feel no different to how I felt in November, to be honest, or October. I feel exactly the same. And it's hard, as we were saying, as well, because normally when you start a new year, I know like time is not real in a sense. Like it's we've created this illusion of like day to day, year to year, month to month. But you kind of feel like, oh, I can maybe change a few things. But because everything's so stagnant right now, it's a bit like you can't really do a lot. Like it's not, you can't change anything in the new year.
Yeah. It's sort of like, it's just like Groundhog Day, isn't it? Like you said, you're just reliving every day the same day. I think like I agree with like I feel like you and like most people is sort of like I saw someone saying it's like I'm not depressed, but I'm just not like I can't describe it. I'm not depressed. Like I haven't got like severe depression. Like, I think you know that, but it's just thought Like, I'm just tired, if that makes sense. Like, every day hearing the same bad news. I'm a bit like, I just kind of, I'm fed up with hearing it. And it's sort of like, there's lack of hope because you don't actually know it's going to end. It's not like, if I'm being real with you, I think everything's cancelled this year. Like, people are saying, like, oh, I can't wait to go to Carney. I can't wait to go to, like, these festivals. I can't wait to do holidays. But I'm thinking, when? Like, it's still here. They say, like, they're not going to be able to vaccinate.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. And I was thinking, and then I was like, obviously, I live in Reading, so there's, like, Reading Festival, and I was a bit like, people were still talking about it. I was like, that's not, I'm not being funny, but it's not going to happen. Like, if they're saying they're only, like, what? Probably, like, halfway through of vaccinating the, like, over 80s and, like, I think 70s now as well. And I remember someone saying, like, well, you can look at, I don't know what the website is, but there's some website you can, like, sort of estimate, like, when they'll offer the vaccine to you. And that's not even until, like I think for our age, like, October, November, probably December sort of time. And what we're, like, 20-somethings. And then, obviously, you still got the young ones. And then, like, the newborns. There's not, I don't think at any point this year it's going to happen. If anything, like, it's going to be next year. I think, again, that kind of leads on to, like, the conspiracy theories. Because there are conspiracy theories. Like, you've probably seen them about COVID. Like, literally just being set out there to control people.
I mean,
which,
I don't know.
About, I think, like, it's mad, but to some extent, like,
potentially China, because I know there were some scientists that leaked information or tried to come out and say this coronavirus is something dodgy going on about, and she was arrested. So I don't know. But,
See, I suppose, because I was saying I don't believe in conspiracy theories around COVID, because I know, like, how many people do I know? Maybe, like, I think I know, like, three or four people that had it now.
I only know one person that's close to, like, kind of, I know well, that's actually, and that's only in the last few weeks. Really, I'm like,
I bet so. Yeah, I knew someone that had it, like, must be like March time, and they were, like, in hospital, like, in, almost went into, like, intensive care and stuff, and then the other one's just been, like, just resting at home sort of thing, like, just dealing with, like, I know it's not common cold, but, like, that's how you sort of deal with it, like, just at home, like, you. But, yeah, I think, obviously, I don't believe the conspiracy theory that it's not real. Like, I've seen, like, two people, like, this weekend just putting there, like, oh, yeah, they're controlling us. Look at places like Italy that are, like, rebelling against it, which to me is a bit mad, because I think at that point, even if you don't believe it's real, like, it's a bit mad that people are telling you it's real, the doctors are telling you it's real, like, essentially at that point, you're showing you don't care, like, you just want to get back on with your life, which obviously, to some extent, everyone wants to do. Like, if I'm being 100% honest, have I stuck to lockdown 100%? Probably not, like, not intentionally, like, going out and, like, going party and stuff like that. I'm not, like, 100% breaking it, but I suppose, like, even when we were going to London to do the podcast, there's probably some point where I wasn't at 2 meters from someone. So I'm not going to judge people for wanting that. And obviously not sticking to 100%. Like, I do sometimes, like, when I see people, like, oh, like, I went to, like, my grandparents' house, I generally don't care, like, not in a mean way, but, like, I don't care in that respect. But then I kind of suppose, like, touching on the China thing, I don't know if you've seen it, but I remember, normally I don't believe, like, those Americans that got all those conspiracy theories, but this one did sort of, like, when I watched it, like, it's quite a plausible thing. And it was saying, like, this was at the very beginning of the pandemic, so this was probably about, like, March time. They were like, they want you to believe it came from, like, bat soup, whatever they were saying. They were like, that one, that doesn't even make sense, which, to be fair, when they said it, I was like, okay, that does, like, that makes total sense. They're like, right, you're saying it came from a fish market and bat soup. A bat wouldn't be in a fish market, for one, because it's not a fish. So I was like, yeah, that's a pretty obvious thing. But they also said, like, right, like, next to it, like, I don't know if it's obviously immediate next to it, but, like, maybe straight away, they have, like, the Center of Virology, which, like, basically studied viruses. And they were saying, like, I think it was, like, maybe, like, a week before they announced to the world that the first case happened there, all the scientists there, like you were saying, like, one of them got arrested because they tried to expose it, and then, like, they just basically, all the scientists disappeared from that place. And they were like, if anything, like, someone's working on viruses around the corner from that fish market supposedly happened at. It does, but to me, that seems plausible. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I suppose that is a conspiracy, I believe. I don't believe it came from.
Yeah, no, I'd say personally, I honestly think it's very plausible to say that they were potentially working on something that went wrong and released it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I think that's very plausible, to be honest. Yeah. We'll never know. Maybe we'll know in like 50.
Yeah.
I think that's a very plausible thing, personally.
Yeah. They're not going to admit it now, because I think. I thought, to be fair, I'd rather they just said like, oh yeah, we were working on a lab experiment, or like we were testing something and it went wrong. But obviously, for obvious reasons, no country would ever admit that, because essentially, one, as soon as you do that, you've opened yourself up to like getting sued by other countries, and then you're also, the country's looking at like, but why the hell was you doing that anyways? Because I think that's conspiracy. I don't know, like it's, I don't know if it's even conspiracy theory. People are like, oh, like they think this is like warfare, because they can make the whole population sick. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, so I suppose to some extent I do believe in that, but also that's not because I don't know if solid conspiracy theory. I think it's just because of like previous experience with human beings.
Someone said, someone did say they think coronavirus in general is a conspiracy, and I don't believe in the fact that like they're making up cases or anything like that. I truly believe it is something that can be very dangerous.
Yeah,
but the way in which it has come about, the way in which it has been dealt with, 100% something dodgy about that.
100%. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's conspiracy theory. That is the real thing. I believe the conspiracy theory would be how it was created, like you said. So for that one, I'm trying to think of any other conspiracy theories I believe in. I do believe, like this, I suppose, quite sensitive topic for like some people. But like 9/11, like I saw a conspiracy theory about that one. To be fair, that was on like national TV. To be fair, though. Because they basically
think, to be honest, like not saying it is or isn't, but it's definitely probably proved to say that it was. There's loads of stories and things like that where like it could potentially be something that was like manufactured to happen on a certain date. 100%.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's conspiracy theory, because I think I think with conspiracy theories, that's the weird thing is like if you look into something enough, you'll be able to make a theory, if that makes sense. Even something like Princess Diana's death, like we always joke about it, like, our mums think like she's the greatest thing. They hate the royal family for that. But I feel like if you look into it enough, you'd be like, oh yeah, well, she was hated, but well, you don't know if she was hated, but like, oh, she had just like had a big divorce. Oh, she was dating someone else. Or all of a sudden she's died. Like, it's not hard to put two and two together and blame someone like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like anyone can make a conspiracy theory out of anything.
That's true, because if you firmly disagree with something, then that, in a sense, is a conspiracy, because you're conspiring to, do you know what I mean, like, disprove something.
Literally, like, in anything, in a given situation, you can make a theory. Like, I mean, I have a mad theory. It's, I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory. I'm 100% sure this is, like, a proven fact. But, like, I have a theory. People that do, like, gymnastics, people that do basketball, there's a reason they're tall and there's a reason they're short, innit? So I feel like if you do gymnastics, like constantly tumbling through the air and landing hard on your foot like that, that's going to stunt your growth. Like, I said it to my family if I was joking, innit? But I started typing it into Google and like it was a well-searched thing. Do you know what I mean? Like I just typed, why are gymnasts, and then next thing you know, short, and then the people
with voice hearing saying, like, to be honest,
clearly I'm not everyone that thought
more scientific, but I believe the fact that when you're like reaching like that, like for the, you're stretching your body, like, I'm not saying it's going to make you grow like 6'7".
Yeah.
But I think if you're
obviously there's genetics to it, like I think
stretching every day, like doing that, like doing the moves of basketball, I think it would give you like maybe half an inch.
Yeah. But then like someone might be like, oh, that's just a stupid conspiracy theory, like it's just genetics. But then obviously like a basketball thought, but like because if you're constantly like battering your bone down to the ground. Like that, isn't it? Gonna do some effects. You know what I mean? Like,
before you finish scoring is can stun your growth. So it is definitely. There's obviously things within sport and different sports that can definitely, I guess, affect
the growth. That's what I'm saying. Because like, so that's my thing. I don't think like obviously there are obviously probably tall gymnasts. There probably are short basketball people, but there's obviously a reason why there's the majority of them are short and the majority of them are tall. Do you know what I mean? So people would look at them like, oh, that's just a mad conspiracy theory, but. Like the fact I've wanted, like this, I found something. I looked at it and just like, to be fair, I didn't look at like research. I generally just thought like, I remember watching TV one day. I was like, they're probably shocked because of that, constantly doing that. But like, I managed to find a way to make a theory out of it. Do you know what I mean? So, I think theory, like, I think it's just that. Like, a theory is something that needs to be disproved or proved. I don't think you can ever. But I think when it becomes a conspiracy theory is when you can't ever prove it. Because I wouldn't say my gymnast thing was a conspiracy theory, because I feel like at some point they probably will be able to prove it. But something like heaven and hell, like where coronavirus came from, just because, like, I mean, they can prove that, but they're probably never going to prove it. Or if they do, they're never going to open up to the public.
Obviously, I don't want to go into too much, but you said, like, obviously, with conspiracy theories, they can only really, you can't really prove them, but I'm sure that makes religion a conspiracy theory, right? Because then God is a conspiracy, right? You can't prove it. It's a conspiracy
theory, right? But I suppose that's true, because then you have people that are like this, from the school of thought that, science could prove everything, like Big Bang, but then that could then essentially be a conspiracy theory, because the religious people are like, well, where did the Big Bang come from? So, like, where did these elements come from? Do you know what I mean?
Both conspiracies. Say, like,
like, to different people, that's what I think I would probably say. Like, I'm religious, but I'm also, say, I look at science.
I'm critical of both, I guess. I'd say I'm critical of both.
Like, I don't follow one entirely. Like, I don't think anyone follows one entirely. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's less like saying, like, there'll be those religious people that don't believe, like, anything to do with science, all solved by God, and there'll be the science that believe that there's no such thing as God. And I think everyone else falls in the spectrum somewhere in between there, because at some point, if you've taken modern medicine, you've then believed in science. And then if at some point, like, when your family's died, and the first thing you want to do is pray to God.
I was going to add to that point by being like, that's you're in a mad situation, like a mad situation. Like, if you've ever been in something where you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, or you're like, and I'm going to say it here, by grace of God, you have somehow survived that, The first thing you do, you thank God. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're not really religious, you will say it. You'll just say it by default, because you'll be like, I have there's no way of explaining how I have not just died, or I have not just, do you know what I mean? So I think, there's everyone on the spectrum,
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I was just going to say that with, like, an experience. So this is at uni, and I remember, like, I just got told, like, some news, and I was like, oh, shit. But the first thing I could think of was, like, oh. Because at this point, I wouldn't say I wasn't religious, but I'd be like, I wasn't, if someone was like, oh, you're religious, I'll just say I'm Christian, but I wouldn't be like, oh, I definitely need, like, God in my life every day. There was one time where I was like, the first thing I could think of to do was, like, go to the church and pray. And just, like, literally thank God. And I was like, I don't know why. I don't know whether it was just, like, put into me, but I was like, at some point, I was like, I don't even know how that situation came about. So the first thing, I wouldn't, like, there was nothing I could be like, oh, let me think of science. Yeah. Like, what can science do to help me at this point in time? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think, like, oh, let me pray to God to give me, like, some medication. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I had tonsillitis right now, I'm not praying to God about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to the doctors and I'm like, some medication, like, do you know what I mean? Some penicillin. So I think, yeah, for most people, it's like, it's given the situation you're in. I think, like, most people, like, literally, it's just a spectrum. You either fall on the extreme, and most people just believe in, like, a bit of both. Like, there's people that say they're like scientists.
There's religious doctors that you can believe in. Like, obviously, science is science. There are things that are literally, this is how this happens, right? And that's just literal scientific proof. That is how you potentially get ill, how this has evolved into this, or how the river is fought. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's literal scientific evidence to prove these things. But at the same time, there's also things that can't be explained by science, and therefore.
Yeah, and then because you can't explain it by science, you have to assign to something else. Like, and I think that's just human nature. As human natures, like, we always need to know a reason why something's happened. And if you can't explain it, it generally falls down to like a religious thing, whether you believe in God or not. And I suppose if you're atheist, you should be like, I don't know how it happened. But then you'll look for science to prove it for you. You know what I mean? Like, I think humans just always want something to prove any given situation. I think that's just generally how people are wired. And I think actually all living things are wired. Like, they always need to figure out how something happened.
That's what I was going to ask just quickly. Obviously, we're going to wrap up in a minute. But do you believe in, like, fate? Do you believe in fate? Or do you think everything is just a case of, like, it's just chance? Like, do you think everything happens for a reason? Or do you think it's just complete just chance? Like, it's there's no, like...
I believe in both. Like I said, like, that's what I said. I don't think I believe on any two extremes. I believe, like fate. I suppose fate and chances. Like, if you've had more chances to become, I don't even know, like a footballer. Like, if you've always been given footballs, your parents are taking you to every football lesson, and you've had all that training, some point that is chance. Because if someone, like, say, for instance, I had no chance to do that, probably there's no chance to do it. But then, like, there's someone that could equally had the same chances as you, and it hasn't worked out for them. So then I would say, like, oh, probably fate took over. I think chances are one thing, and then fate probably takes over. do you know what I mean? Or like, yeah, I suppose I mean, believe
like, in terms
of
like
of both. I don't
people
think
you come across in life, so say like opportunities or you know things that just come across like really randomly, like you just meet someone and then lead to another opportunity somewhere. Like, do you think that's chance or fate? Like,
yeah,
it was meant to be that you've met that person yeah. that's taught you lessons to do that.
Yeah, I'll probably say like if it was like a freak incident, like say for instance right now I ran into Jay-Z and was like, oh, join my company.
Yeah,
I'll probably be like, that's fate. Like, there was no way that could happen. Like, oh, that's fate and God putting me together at the same place. You would say that was a chance of me just happening to be strolling down the street and he was there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think I would assign that to fate. But then I'll say, oh, it's hard. Chance. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, you're lucky. But, like, say for instance, I just passed an exam that I didn't do any work for. I'll be like, oh, that was just luck. Like, mate, chance had it. Like, well, I'm like, oh, that was down to fate. I think fate's where it's more like, for me, fate's more like when something more meaningful's happened. Like, chances for me, it's just a bit like, oh, I didn't like, oh, I messed up in my driving. Like, when I messed up in my driving test, I was like, mate, I just got lucky there. I went, like, I was fate, they were going to park. But fate is, for me, it's like, fate is higher than chance. You know what I mean? Like, I messed up and, like, clearly she was feeling a bit nice. I just got proper lucky and chances that happened again probably wouldn't happen again. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think chances for me is a bit just everyday, like, throw away things that happen a bit. Like, I lucked
it
out.
It could have gone either way, kind of thing.
And then fate's more like,
it could have gone either way. Like, it's just life. But I think, fate, I agree. I think it's things maybe, you can't, like, they're pretty amazing things that you can't really explain. Like, they don't really make sense.
Like, chances for me, like, I mean, like, everyone can have, and the fate is like, that wouldn't happen just to anybody. Yeah. Like, me winning the lottery, I'd be like, that's fate, mate. That's not going to happen to anyone in this world. You know what I mean? But if every fucking win the lottery,
I heard that does make sense. But it's interesting because I think a lot of people actually believe their whole life is fated, kind of thing. Like, they're, do you know what I mean? Like, everything's meant to happen or is meant to be. Sometimes, for me personally, I'm the same as you. It's all about spectrum. Like, some things, that's just life, and other things, it's like, there's no way that can happen to anyone else, as you said. Like, it would just happen to me. And that's taught me to go in one direction or another one. Taught me, a lesson in some sense. That's my same as you.
Yeah. However, then I would just add to that, I do separate everything happens for a reason. I do think everything happens for a reason, but like, but I think that's just my way of dealing with things. Like, I've messed up or something. Like, that happened for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, when I say it, is when I feel like I failed at something, I'll be like, I don't even know. Like, if I failed uni, I'll be like, oh, everything happens for a reason.
Being said, though, like,
if you say that to myself, just get it.
If you failed something at school or you failed something at uni or you failed in something in life, but then like that failure led you down the road. Like, maybe it might take 5 years, but then 5 years later, you think back to yourself, like, I never would have met that person or had that opportunity to pass that test. Like, because that would have taken you down that direction, but you didn't, and then it went that way. And then suddenly, 5 years later, I'm doing this.
And I think, I think that's why it works for fate, because like, you might be like, oh, you might think it's fate at this point, but then like 5 years down the line, you start actually like reflecting on it, and you'll be like, actually, no, that wasn't fate, because I actually, like, say for instance, you become like really successful in your career, and you put it down to fate, like, oh, it's just where I was meant to be. However, like 10 years time, you actually start looking back, someone asks you to write a book, and you start looking back, like, actually, no, me failing my GCSEs made me go do this job, and then do from that job, I met this person, like, I think, They both work together. Like, you might think it's fake. Whatever you think at the time, if you think it's chance, you look back at it and like, actually, that was fake. Like, that's just where I was meant to be at that time. Like, when you fail an exam, you don't think, if you fail something, you don't think, oh, that's fake. That's like, oh, this is where I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. It's only when you become successful or you then look at it and then assign it to it. Do you know what I mean?
I got one more question for you then.
You only need to sign that to just make.
Okay, so the fate, like, okay, fate and chance. Why are some people's fate to be Jay-Z?
Yeah.
And other people's fate or chance to be someone that unfortunately maybe dies in a car crash at 18. Do you know what I mean? Why are some people
expected
to be incredibly successful people and then other people are unfortunately fated to just die young? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
See, I didn't know why you had to answer like that, innit? Because I can answer the Jay-Z thing, but I would have probably said, however, I think people look at it and say fate. I think at the time people were like, oh, it's just, that was his destiny, that was his fate. However, they could look back at it, and I think even if he reflects on it, he'd be like, actually, no, I built these chances. Like, anyone could have picked up a mic and started rapping. They didn't, I did. I'm the best at the start. I worked for my craft. I mean, like, so I think
Jay-Z, Pop Smoke died at 21. yeah, even though he may have just had as much talent, or like may, you never know, yeah. Like, why did he die at 21? Why is Jay-Z now, what, yeah, is he 50? You know what I mean? So why yeah, do like, why yeah, some people right fated to be, do you know yeah what I mean? Like, if is it just chance in life, or is it fate?
Yeah. But then I suppose it's like, and then in answer to your question, people would be like, oh, it was fate. He was like, I suppose people would say like, even if it was the car with like 18-year-old dying, people wouldn't be like, oh, that was their fate to die. But then people would generally like assign fate, but like, well, actually, yeah, he died. However, he's left like a massive legacy, if that makes sense. Like, although Pop Smoke only just got to like starting his career, people were actually like, oh yeah, he's died young. He's left like an internal legacy that we can like show to our kids. You know what I mean? Like, oh, his parent might be looking at him like, yeah, he's died. That's a sad thing. Like, why would God do that? However, like, he's actually left me with this legacy. So I think, again, it's fate and chances. It's very exclusive. Like, they both work together. Like, you can say, like, it was a chance you didn't have to get in the car that day you died. Like, the day that person died. You wouldn't, I don't think you would necessarily yeah assign fate to something like that.
Then surely, that like, I don't know if, I guess, like, in the sense of, like, Pop Smoke, maybe, as you said, maybe his... Maybe his reason for being on this planet, yeah, was not to live a long time, yeah, but to get rich to change his friends and family's life.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So maybe his life do that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, you could look at that, but then I'd be like, that's some mad sort of fate. Like, I'm sitting there, like, touching wood now, like, please don't let that be my fate, because even if I was to make it, I don't want to be dead, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a comfort thing. Like, people would be like, well, actually, sadly died, but fate had it that like he had this opportunity before. I don't think people would normally assign fate to someone's death. If that makes sense. If that makes sense to you, like assign it to like a success. So like, yeah. I've never heard someone assign like, oh, it's his fate to die. Like
I've heard people.
I suppose maybe people. Yeah, I have heard it. Oh, but then that's normally the only time I can say I've heard it is like, say for instance, like a grandparent died, and then that same day that grandparent died, the kid new grandkid was born. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's when I heard, like, oh, he died so that this person can come into this world. I've never heard someone be like, oh, it was his fate to die. No, like, he had to die for this to happen. Well, I have to say that, to be fair, but that's normally extreme.
No, I'm not saying that. Like, oh, he had to die for this to happen. But, like, is it, my question was just like, is it fate that some people are literally meant to be millionaires and some people are just meant to be just unlucky, innit? Do you get what I'm saying? Is it your fate in life? And if that's a, do you get what I'm saying?
But I don't think that's I don't think that's a fate thing. I think that's
it's luck the same
a luck thing.
It's luck the same.
If that makes sense. I feel like because you know people with like chances and luck. No, because I feel like, but that's what because I feel like fate is like, oh, from like birth you're destined to do this. Like this is like you have no control over that. Where I personally believe like essentially you do make some of your own luck. Like I said to you, Jay-Z had to start rapping for that to happen. Like. So you could then argue that was fate. Like, from birth, he wasn't always set up to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he might have been a doctor. You can't just sort of assign fate to that. I think for me, like, anyway, I think that's how you look at fate. Like, me, I look at fate, like, I'd say fate, I was like, oh, that was in the plan. Like, nothing I could have done that would have changed that. However, becoming a millionaire or not being, or being unsuccessful, one is, I feel like, a state of mind, because you could be a millionaire but feel unsuccessful. Or you could be unsuccessful, in my opinion, but actually you're the most successful person, in your opinion. So I think, yeah, that's why it's different. Because essentially, like, I can't say, oh, I'm unlucky because I'm not a millionaire. I haven't made, I'm not a music mogul because I have actually tried. And if I say, if I could say 100% yes, then maybe you can assign luck and fate to that. However, there's also, I think luck comes into it, like, Jay-Z might have some good chance meetings. Like, he might be at the right place at the right time for things to happen to him. Yeah, you haven't had that when it comes to luck. I don't think that's fate. Like I said, like, walking down the street and just seeing someone, I would probably be like, maybe that is fate, but also I would look at it like,
it's a combination, I think, as you said, it's a combination of things, but it just does make me question, like, why do people, some people die young, and some people have these hardships, and other people have these amazing, luck-free, no one lives a stress-free life, but some people, somehow, for some reason, seem to have more luck, and more kind of, it's just,
it's easier, But I suppose we can look at that even in like the most basic sense, not even to like ramble on, but like say for instance, you're born on a cancer slate, and then your best friend's born to a billionaire. Like essentially, that I don't think that's fate. That's just luck. Like that's just how the cookie crumbles for you. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can assign fate.
No, it's true. It's a tricky one, but I think fate's more like... probably like wrap it up there. Obviously, if anyone's got kind of an opinion on this, I'd be interested to hear it again, like speak on it again at some point, because you could literally talk on it for hours, to be honest. Like, it's one of those conversations. So,
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like,
I didn't think we were even be able to go on that long.
But when you have these kinds of conversations, it's just like, it there's so many different routes then you then have to ask as well. So, yeah, we definitely like to hear. Obviously people's opinions on the topic, and if you'd like to come on and discuss this further, please let us know. But yeah, that's been the On Record podcast. You'll be back next week. Safe.